Doggone it. I wish there was an Earth Day song that I could sing and just kind of like a happy Earth Day thing, like a happy birthday thing. But I can't think of one right off the top of my head.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
Celebrating Earth Day because Brianna Koval's in Wilkin County Recycling because, well, we kind of celebrate Earth Day through the entire month with your recycling efforts over there. And I always say in Wilkin County, they'll recycle just about anything. I don't think there's anything over there you won't take. I got to be careful in saying
that. Yeah, you saw the look on my face, and I was like, that's a loaded statement. But so, happy Earth Day to
happy
you.
Happy Earth Day. Catch me up. Okay, it's been a 2-week thing for me.
Yes.
So what's been going on?
Well, we are busy recycling. It's finally getting nice out, so everyone is kind of coming out of the woodwork again of, okay, we've had a couple nice weekends. You can clean out those barns and the Quonsets and all the things, trying to gather up all those aluminum cans to get them into us, because in April we offer that incentive premium all month long. We were paying 25 cents a pound. Now we're paying 40 cents a pound. If you bring in over 100 pounds, it's 42 cents. And then if you're going to donate any volume of cans to an organization that we collect for, that's 42 cents a pound as well. So it's been an okay month.
It's okay.
But,
all right.
I mean, we've been seeing this trend over the past few years of we just don't take in the volume of cans that we used to. And that's because recycling has become so accessible and so easy that you no longer have to hoard cans in your garage and then haul them into a recycling center. Many, many people have single-sort recycling containers that are picked up curbside, or they utilize some of those recycling containers that we have around all of the communities in Wilkin County.
So in a sense, they're just doing it throughout the year.
Exactly.
They're just stretching it out.
Exactly, okay. Which is absolutely acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I get it. You don't want to keep those cans in your yard forever.
Right.
And then you have to go through all that work of loading them up and hauling them in. And that's okay. But there are still some people that are doing that. So we are sitting at about 6,000 pounds for the month so far. So not great. It's not the 30,000 pounds that we took in a couple years ago.
Well, that was crazy. What was the premium then?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
I think it was 72 cents a pound.
It was crazy, yeah.
It was absolutely insane. I don't know if we'll ever see numbers like that again. But frankly, I didn't think we would have ever seen that before, and it had happened prior, so
right.
You never know. Maybe it's in the cards someday again. It's not in the cards this year. This year it's 40 cents and 42 cents. But still, it's been a good month. We're starting to see some of those bigger loads come in. It's typically those last 2 weeks of the month where it gets real crazy. So I'm still hoping.
Brace yourself.
I know. I'm
it
still hoping
happen.
That we'll hit that 20,000-pound mark, but I don't know. We'll see. I'd be happy with 10,000 pounds. And frankly, I'm happy that the recyclables are just coming in. Because if they're coming into us, that means they're not going into the landfill.
That is
and
true.
And that's part of the objective of recycling,
and
is to get
us,
that stuff out of the landfill.
Brings us right back to Earth Day.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember when Earth Day started? Because I looked it up.
Hang on.
Oh, you have it.
Hang on. Back in the day, I was just looking at this. 54 years ago, 1970.
Yes, 1970.
The first Earth Day was celebrated.
Yep, it
on
was
this date.
Started by a senator who wanted to bring more light to sustainability and helping the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a thing.
Wasn't it called ecology back? Well, I'm dating myself. It was called ecology back then.
It was. It wasn't sustainability at that point.
It was just ecology.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. But it's the EPA started because of Earth Day, like the Environmental Protection Agency.
Seriously?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that kicked everything off.
So many things started because of Earth Day. So it was, frankly, a monumental thing that happened that started an entire generation of caring about the planet.
Right.
So,
when are you going to be open?
Big deal.
When are you going to be open tomorrow? What are your hours?
We are open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 until 6, and Saturdays from 8 until noon.
Okay.
Yes. Now, if you're going to bring in a grain truck full or a horse trailer filled to the top, if you could give me a call in advance so we can have a space set aside for you to unload so it doesn't impede that normal flow of traffic through the building, we would really appreciate it. 218-643-5815. And just let us know you're going to be there in a couple hours. You're going to come the next day, something like that. Don't feel like you have to schedule it out 2 weeks in advance. Just give us a heads up.
Quickly now, I'm going to make you change hats.
Yes.
Okay, to your emergency management The dry conditions, what can you tell us? Be careful when you're out there burning things.
You know,
we
honestly,
had a barn fire called in yesterday.
Really, really dry, and it's going to be windy these next couple days. So if you can hold off on burning, or, you know, if you're in an area where there is a burn ban, perhaps don't.
Perhaps don't.
Yeah, just perhaps don't. In Wilkin County, you need those burning permits anyways. Okay. Typically, if we're in a critical fire danger, you're not getting those building permits. Burning permits. So just make sure that you're really watching those when you have that ability to burn again. We've had some rain. It's not quite enough to quench the dryness that we have still. So until everything really greens up and starts to grow,
just
we're going to
keep
seeing.
Be vigilant. Right.
So, yeah, just be real careful.
Brianna Koval, we're talking recycling. Just had to switch gears there for just a second.
Yes.
But you're going to be in on Wednesday, and here's hoping you have just a great, awesome day tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope that we are just exhausted on Tuesday because we have so much aluminum come in. So we'll have to see what happens.
Look forward to talking with you then. It is 8:14 here with the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW, good morning.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me.